All right, pregame with Tito in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Indians warm-up time for the Ask the Manager show, brought to you by our friends at KeyBank, joined now by Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, before we get to tonight and the lineup and the Cardinals, good day Sunday for the ball club, led by pitching, which it usually comes down to. Danny Salazar really coming along here.
Yeah, he's had some pretty good starts, to say the least. I mean, you know, the other day was kind of a unique outing. First hitter of the game, takes him deep, and here we go again. We're playing from a deficit, but to his credit, man, that was the only thing he gave up. And, I mean, he started missing bats left and right, and he gave us a chance to get our offense going, and we got it going, and we kept it going, and it ended up being a really good day. We need more of those. I mean, that's a fun way to play the game.
And offensively, you make some batting order adjustments in hopes that some things will happen, and it seems like they have. Better than you had expected, or is it just a time where guys are going now?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I'd never do anything with the batting order that I don't think makes sense. And if anything, I'd rather be slow on the draw, because I think when you start changing things just for the sake of change, it doesn't help anything but confuse the issue. But I have thought all along, Carlos is such a good on-base guy that having him in front of Brantley makes a lot of sense. There were times when it just, to me, it wasn't able to happen because we didn't have guys that could maybe hit behind Brantley either. You know, now Mossy stepped up with some production, Rayburn against the left-hander, so it seems to make a little bit more sense.
And a nice day out of David Murphy, 4 hits for Murphy, and I'm sure that's a great thing, but you have a lot of players now and a certain amount of spots to try and play. How are you handling that?
Well, that's an interesting point you made, because, you know, the day before, Murph had a pinch hit home run, and my feeling was, you know, that coming off of that, normally you show up the next day and you feel pretty good about yourself at the plate. So I wanted to give Murph a shot to play, and I'll be darned, he had 4 hits. I don't want to ever stand in the way of somebody getting hot. I'd like everybody to get hot. So I actually called our outfielders in, and I told them, I said, you know, for the most part, you guys are used to showing up and maybe seeing where you're hitting, but knowing you're playing. And I said, the way we're constituted right now, that's not the case. Somebody has to sit, and it probably won't be forever. We all know that. There's things that happen. But for the time being, you know, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to ask you to do your best. And it's not perfect, and I understand that, but this is where, you hope that the foundation that you've built can get you through some potentially difficult times.
And so much of this game today is predicated on numbers and analysis. How much of that comes into play, and how much of it is just that feel for who's going well at a particular time?
Rosie, I'd say all of it. You know, I came in here yesterday on the off day. I probably spent 7 hours in here. It was quiet. I felt like I could get some work done, get some peace, you know, and look at the whole series and try to figure, okay, when should somebody play? Also taking into account how guys are swinging it and things like that, because there's the human element that's by far the most important out of everything. But I also feel an obligation to, you know, we ask the players to always try their best, feel an obligation to do that myself also. So when I make a decision, it's based on some facts and not, you know, a gut instinct, because I don't know if that helps anybody.
First look at a National League team this season, a little bit easier because you don't have to worry about the DH being taken away at home, but still a team you haven't seen, the St. Louis Cardinals, in spring training, anything like that. How do you prepare for the National League?
You know, Rosie, you make a good point, because not only are they not in our league, but they're not in spring training. So we don't ever see them, except, you know, they're on TV a lot because they're really good, but you don't see them in person ever. So it creates a lot more for the staff. You know, we got in here early and had a longer meeting as far as the advance meeting goes, because there's a lot of guys that we just don't see play regularly. So it's a little bit, gives you a little bit of anxiety, and the fact that they're that good creates some anxiety too.
And with their record, best in the National League, what do you see? Can you point to one or two areas that really has allowed them to play well?
Well, unfortunately, I can point to more than one or two. They're good. Their lineup's good. Their pitching's very good. Their bullpen's very good. They have done an amazing job of promoting from within, taking certain opportunities to let guys walk, and then bringing their own guys, and whether it's pitching or offensively or, you know, position players, and just keep reloading, and they're always managed to be really, really good.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned. More to come after this on the Indians Radio Network. And for tomorrow.